Now, if you're a bit of an early tech adopter like me, you'll probably been paying a bit of attention to what's going on with smart homes. And even if you're not, it's hard to avoid news around it. There's a lot of promise from smart homes that it's going to make life easier, that they're energy efficient, that they're very, very simple to set up. How accurate is any of that? Yolande Strengers is a senior research fellow at the Center for Urban Research at RMIT. Yolande, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, look, I'm kind of, just to set the scene, there's a lot of confusion, I think, sometimes in just general populace about what a smart home and a smart home device does. What sort of activities are we talking about when we're, you know, automating via smart home?
Well, it's a huge area, and I think that's why there is so much confusion. It sort of spans from a connected light bulb or a smart plug that you can control from your smartphone right through to the sort of full vision, if you like, or the dream, which is of a smart home that can anticipate your needs and wants through information and communication technology and deliver comfort, convenience, you know, security, all these sort of things that we desire.
Now, yes. Certainly we've seen that quite popular in the US. It feels like Australia is taking a bit longer to catch up. I mean, do we have an idea of who's using these devices?
It's a bit of a sort of closed area in the sense that, no, we don't have accurate figures or numbers on who's using them in Australia. What we've been finding in our research on the smart home is that it's generally the early adopters, so technologically enthusiastic people, people who are interested in gadgets and things, and those people are usually more likely to be men. So there's a bit of a gender bias there as well.
And are we getting an idea of, like, the level of tech savviness to make this stuff work? I mean, I feel like there's a big barrier to entry when it comes to setting this stuff up.
That's right. So a lot of companies claim that the technology is very easy, and some of it is and some of it isn't, like any technology, I suppose. We just completed a trial funded by Energy Consumers Australia where we gave sort of ordinary people and energy vulnerable consumers some very simple devices to try, some stuff that's essentially just available from leading electronic stores and hardware stores, so stuff you can buy over the counter. And it's marketed as being really easy and simple to use. But most households in our trial found it quite difficult to set up, and they had a range of issues. It wasn't just problems with the devices themselves. It's all the stuff that goes around it. So having a reliable Wi-Fi connection, having, you know, an up-to-date smartphone, remembering your passwords for your apps and things like that. So there's a whole lot of things that can potentially complicate the installation of these devices.
Yeah, look, I must say, I tried some smart bulbs many, many, many years ago. They're obviously clearly a lot better now, but I found that they drop off the network, that this idea of trying to find my phone to find the app to turn the light bulbs on and off or change the colour, it just didn't seem worth the hassle.
That's right. So, you know, I guess that is reflected in the numbers in our study. So a quarter of our trial participants didn't actually even get them out of the box and give them a go.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. We were quite surprised by that, but especially since they had volunteered to be part of a trial. another quarter tried to install them but failed to do so for some of the reasons that I just mentioned. And then another quarter did get them up and running, but they just didn't find them convenient or useful, so they stopped using them after a time. And some of the reasons that you just mentioned are for why they sort of stopped, you know, having to find the phone and having, you know, not seeing them as being necessarily of any benefit to their household.
Is there anything to the promise of them being energy efficient and energy saving, do you think?
Well, they definitely can, but again, it's all in the use. It's all, you know, how people are using these devices. So, and it's a very complicated area, but certainly some smart home devices just use less energy. So they're energy efficient on that front.
Okay.
But then the other aspect of it is how they can help you save energy. So, for example, automating things, lights and appliances to turn off when you maybe forget to do that, or just automating maybe the heater to come on for a few hours each day or something like that. So they can save you energy in that way. But what we found in our trial is that they can actually also increase energy consumption. So, and again, this depends on how you use them. But, for example, if you pre-cool or pre-heat your home before you come home, which you can do now through some smart devices, so you can turn, say, your heater on through your smartphone before you get home, then that would obviously increase your energy consumption. And likewise, if you start sort of turning lights and appliances on during the day to make your house look like it's being lived in for a sort of security benefit, then that would also potentially increase your energy consumption. So it can go both ways.
I think what we're seeing out of the US, and I know that, say, Google Home has only just launched in Australia, is the voice-activated assistants that tie in with smart homes seems to be making it a bit more accessible for people. Would you expect to see that in Australia?
Yes, well, we do have those available in Australia now. I mean, Google Home was recently launched here just a few weeks ago. And in another project, actually, that we're doing on smart homes, we've been interviewing people who have bought those. And they say that, yes, they're making the whole platform much easier to use and just speaking to the device and getting it to turn things on and off and you know, stream content to your TV or whatever it is that you want it to do does make the whole setup a lot more convenient. But that's a much sort of higher end scenario. I mean, you're talking there about, you know, a lot more tech in the home, a lot more money, and maybe not necessarily an affordable option for households that are just wanting to find an easy solution to managing energy bills.
Now, I understand your team is actually doing another study around smart home at the moment.
That's right. So that's the one that I just mentioned. Cool. Yeah. So we're interviewing people who live in smart homes, essentially, and that's very broadly defined by those people that do. So I'm sure there's some people out there listening now. They're quite difficult to find, people who live in smart homes. But we're interviewing them and just trying to find out their experiences and how they're, you know, how their experiences of living in smart homes are going and what the benefits and the problems are with it that they see.
Are you looking for participants?
We are, yes. So if there's anyone listening, we'd love them to get in touch and so we can have a chat with them about their experiences. Yeah.
Well, we'll find a link and we'll get it up on the 2SER.com website. Yolandi, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.